I don't know how many people, after having gone through the model, the big model, came back into this room and worked out where they'd been or how it all fitted together. But I thought, we were worried about didacticism and making everything, you know, seem like it was preordained. But actually, I think that it's very nice to have, as it were, the perfectly translucent model that shows you exactly where the connectivities between one cell and another would go. Our light model, and then the final model, the Corten model that allows you to take, not that White Cube are very keen on people doing this, but allows you to take pieces away and see how the total thing was assembled. Roughly one third of the body mass translated into blocks, which is the basic premise of the whole show. And it's that was used to make the incremental expansion. You could say, one of the three propositions of the show. We are saying we can translate anatomy into the language of architecture, cells or blocks, but then we can play with them and play with scale at the same time by expansion and by extension. And this is the expansion. And the premise of that is that all things, when expanded, become eventually into some kind of Platonic absolute. Any form redescribed and expanded in the end, you know, would become either a sphere or a cube. In this case, a cube. And we just give a kind of little slice of that story. I mean, in the end, I'm glad it's in here. And I think in the way that relates to these, which are just a game, just saying, with 24 blocks or thereabouts, 24, 26 blocks, can we describe the body at rest? This is rest and ease and grip. Grip being this kind of minimum clamped together body that made bare the first piece in the corridor. And I like that too, the way that on different tables different works relate to each other. What you've got is the way in which scale, extension and expansion expressed either in space frames, in solid masses, or in architectural models, how those things cross-fertilize. And I think that the sense of this room as both what happens in the studio, a kind of laboratory, the way in which, you know, over time, objects can talk to each other. I love this room, and I think it's a wonderful thing to have made. I'm still asking myself why we did it, and in a way what its effect is on the show as a whole. And maybe I won't know that until the show's been around a bit longer. I just see another 3 or 4 years' work here. No, that's what I see. This table is just full of possibilities. When I look at all of these new expansion pieces, I get really, really excited.